thought you said I forgot to. It's on March. Oh, okay. All right. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. And not last week, but the last time I was here, we got down to verse 15. So we're going to start with verse 16. And as I mentioned the last time, that don't take a whole lot of gray matter to figure out. You know, if you leave off at this verse, then you start off with the next one. But we're going to back up to verse 13 and read in to verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 13. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing he may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now today's lesson begins with verse 16. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. This is the part where it says you're supposed to respect those that have authority over you to a certain extent. And verse 16 starts off, as free. Now, Peter was freeborn. To my knowledge, all the apostles were freeborn. I could be wrong there, but I don't think so. Anyway, and we might think, well, we were freeborn. Well, as far as liberty in the flesh, yeah. But spiritually, we were born dead in sins. We were servants to sin. And you don't like to think of that as actually more than servants, we were slaves to sin. Everything that we did, even when we thought we were doing good, we did it for the wrong reasons, didn't we? You know, I need to be good because if I'm good, then maybe Dad will let me have a chocolate milkshake, or maybe Mom will fix fried chicken. We'll get back to that. Anyway, as free, what are we free from? We're free from the power of sin. And all those that don't know the Lord Jesus, they're not free. They're captive. They're captive. They can't get away from it. Just like we couldn't. For however long it was that the Holy Spirit worked on us and let us know. You know what I found out? I found out I was lost. And sometimes people get this idea in their heads, you know, well, I'm a good person. Well, you might be a moral person, but you're not a good person in the eyes of the Lord. You're a sinner. Unless you know Jesus as Savior, you're not only a sinner, you're a lost sinner. And you don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody, anything like that, but, you know, that's what the Scripture says. God's judgment is true, and it's sure. You know, hell is in the Bible more than heaven. And people don't want to Well, God wouldn't. Yeah, he would. How do I know? Because he says he would. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. And we hear a lot of Christians and so-called Christians, and in my life, even especially Baptists, you hear about liberty. Liberty this, liberty that, liberty, 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 liberty. And they want to use liberty as an excuse to do something that they know to be wrong. And God will not punish me for this. Yeah, well, he's not going to punish you, but he's going to correct you. If you're truly a child of God, and you won't want to do these things. Whatever it is, you're claiming liberty. Now, what does liberty actually mean? Well, you know, the first two words was as free. Liberty is basically another word for freedom. And you can use the word liberty, like our church. We have liberty as to how many times we assemble to worship the Lord. And we have chosen at least normally 4 times a week. Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and Friday evening. So that's our liberty. We can do that. If you will study back in the early church in Jerusalem, they met from house to house basically every day. Now, it doesn't say we have to do that or we need to do that. Sometimes I think maybe we do. We're coming up on going to have a Bible conference 1 month away. Don't forget, first weekend in April. We have liberty. But it's liberty to do the things that are pleasing to God. Another liberty that the church has is how often should we take the Lord's Supper? Some folks do it every month. Some folks do it quarterly, some twice a year, some even maybe once a year. And some don't have any schedule at all. They just take it when they feel the need. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it should be often enough that we don't forget, but far apart enough to where it's special. Not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. It gets back to what I was talking about. You know, we have liberty, but it's not liberty to do whatever we want. It's liberty to a certain extent as to how we worship, how often we worship. We are to worship God every day, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you can't worship on Monday, because we have every October. Well, just about every October, we have Brother Rex Smith coming. I mean, we have somebody come and preach a revival meeting for us. And sometimes, you know, you need that extra day or days. But we can't use liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Now, maliciousness, that's a little bit more than being bad, isn't it? That means that you're doing things that are revolting to God. You want to claim to know the Lord, you know, and we are supposed to, our lives should be a sweet-smelling savor to go up to our Lord And I think sometimes we smell like a skunk because we don't do what the Lord says. We have liberty. We have liberty to hide our evil ways. And yes, I'm talking about saved people. We have evil ways, just as the lost folks do. For a cloak of maliciousness, a cover, we're going to cover it up. You shouldn't be doing that. Well, I have liberty. And the answer to that is no, you don't. There's nowhere in the Bible that we have liberty to do anything that's contrary to the Word of God. None at all. But as the servants of God, we were free. We had liberty. As the servants of God. Now, I don't know about you, but if somebody walked up to me and called me a servant of God, I'd say, hallelujah. I'm not a very good servant, though. And He has given me freedom from sin, and He has given me liberty in many things, not all things, that I might be a good servant of God. And shouldn't that be what we want to be? We want to be a servant of God. Verse 17, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Now we're going to hurt some people's feelings here. Honor all men. Now, this doesn't mean that you, some people just, you just can't honor. I mean, they're not worthy of it. They don't deserve it. And I think even it's wrong to honor some of these people. And maybe even us at some time in our life. Honor all men. That means to honor where honor is due. If somebody has a position over, and we'll get to this. This goes on. This chapter, like I mentioned before, chapter 1 deals with what we should be, and chapter 2 is how we should get to chapter 1, how we should live our lives to be the kind of people we should be in chapter 1, that we are to honor all men, honor those that deserve, well, I'm not going to say deserve, because I think that's wrong. Those that are in a position that requires honor. And I've heard people say that you honor the position rather than the man. And I'm not exactly sure that that's right. But if you can't honor the man, at least honor the position that they're in. And we have some politicians that if you're talking about the man, they are not worthy of any honor at all. If you're talking about the position, yeah, you need to honor the position. But I don't think this is talking about politicians. First, we get to the politicians just a little bit later here. It says, honor all men. Now, there are some of God's people that are freely going about telling people about the Lord and stuff like that, but they're telling them wrong. How many times have you heard people talking about the sinner's prayer? Well, you know what the sinner's prayer does? It bounces off the ceiling and comes right back down. If you're not trusting totally and completely in the Lord, He's not going to hear your prayer. Honor all men. Honor those to whom honor is due. Honor the position. Love the brotherhood. I wish Brother Doug was here this morning. Yeah, I love Brother Doug. I have to. He told me that. I have loved him for a long, long time. It's just something we got going, you know. I see him. I said, I love you, brother. And he loves me right back. I'm going to have to start doing that with Roger. That's too much fun to just quit. So I love you, Roger.
I love you, too.
Okay. Anyway, love the brotherhood. You know, does that mean you love them when they're sweet and nice and kind and stuff like that? Well, when Brother Steve gets up here sometimes and he preaches at me instead of to me, I mean, I love you, brother. We need to have the right attitude in this, too. You know, honor all men, love all men that are in the brotherhood. Love all the women that are in the brotherhood. The brotherhood is, you know, all of us here. And there are some people that, you know, they're not, they haven't been taught right. I'll put it that way. They haven't been taught right. I've been fortunate. I've been blessed. From a little kid, I've been under the teaching of sound men in a sound church, a true church, from just a little whipper. So I had no excuse. Still don't. It doesn't make any difference how old you are, what your background is and stuff like that. You need to, if you study in God's Word, as the Holy Spirit leads you, first thing you need to do is you need to find a sound church. This is after you're saved. Love the brotherhood. This isn't just a mouth love. You know what? This is where I want to be more than any place else in the world. Second is my home, my house. My home is in heaven, but that's one of our favorite trips. And, you know, we go out shopping or go to the doctor's office or the hospital or wherever it is we have to go. And our favorite trip is going back home. Now, when we come here, in God's house, this is where we want to stay. I mean, you know, a lot of times after the service, you know, that there's this gaggle of people that's standing in front of the door and you can't get out. Yeah, but you really don't want to. You know, Brother Steve preached about something. Boy, just thrilled my soul. Tickled my heart. And I want to tell him, great message, brother. And I haven't heard a bad message since he got here. I'm sure there has been. This must have been the time that I was not here. But if you preach out of God's Word, if you teach out of God's Word, if you study in God's Word, you can't go wrong. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Yeah, buddy. Now, this doesn't mean that you cower under the bed or anything like that. This is as you had an earthly father, and you feared him in a sense that he had authority over you. He could do as he pleased to a certain extent. Now, when we're talking about God, there is no to a certain extent. God is sovereign. He is the end-all and be-all of everything. We cannot answer back to God and say, well, he did it. Because God knows who did it. Fear God. Respect Him. I don't think, even God's people, I don't think we respect Him enough. We don't fear Him enough. We don't realize, like when we're praying, we don't realize who we're talking with. And as we speak to God, we need to listen because He answers back in His Word. We need to be willing to do what He says. And a lot of times we go before the Lord and we know what the answer is before we open our mouth. If you study in God's Word, the answer is there. For every question, every problem you have. Fear God. Honor the King. Now here we go. This is what's going to hurt people's feelings, I'm sure. Honor the King. Now, this doesn't necessarily bring the king, I mean the king as the head of the country or anything like that, but it can mean the head of the state or the head of the county or the community or the city. Honor those that have been placed over you by the will of God. God has placed these people in the position that they're in. If He is not sovereign, then why would we want to serve Him? God is in complete control. You ever stop to think you have the leader you got because that's what you deserve? And in many instances, it's what you asked for. Honor the king, honor the ruler, those that are over you. And in a spiritual sense, we are to honor those that are over us, say, to a lesser extent, the pastor, the deacons especially. You know, Brother Roger is a deacon too, by the way. I love Brother Roger. Honor the king. Verse 18, servants. We start off with all this being free and liberty stuff, didn't we? And so far, in verse 16, we're servants. And in verse 17, we're honoring these other people. And here we start out, verse 18, servants again. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Just because you're free doesn't mean that you don't have masters. If you're not a child of God, you still have a master. It's called sin. And you're going to follow your master. If you're a child of God, you need to follow your master. Servants, be subject to your masters. Physically, what's this mean? Well, you know, you have a job. And you go to the job and he tells you, you know, you go and do this. And if you don't want to do it, you say, well, I don't want to do that. No. If your boss tells you to do something, unless it's extremely dangerous or something like that, maybe it's something you don't know how to do. And you tell them, you know, I don't know how to do this. A lot of time as a child of God, especially when you're first saved, I don't know how to do this. And you want to talk to somebody about the Lord, and you sit there with your lips clamped shut, and you think, I don't know how to do this. You want to witness to somebody. You know what you got to do? You got to open your mouth and talk. But before that, you need to live a life before them that they will want to know what you got to say. And you say, well, you know, what if they're a stranger? You still have to open your mouth and talk. And however long it is that you've known them, you need to live a life before them that they will want to know what you've got. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Here we go again. We're servants and we're showing respect to other people. When we were started off with being free and not only to the good and gentle, which, you know, it's pretty easy. We have a pastor that he is just so good and gentle. He never makes fun of anybody, or he never says, the deacon didn't get up here and change the... Oh, that's right, he did, didn't he? The calendar. Anyway, usually, he's good and gentle. Now, does he have authority over us? To a certain extent, yes. The authority that the Lord has given him to be the under-shepherd of the church here. The final authority is God. Not only to the good and gentle, and how gentle is that, that God sent his own Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we might be with him for eternity. But also to the froward. Now, I'll use an example here. This isn't exactly right, but, you know, you get somebody up here and they preach a message about love from the Lord to us. Wouldn't that be considered gentle? I think so. And then you get another preacher. He comes up here and he preaches fire and brimstone. Wouldn't that be considered, to some, throwers? But both are the truth. To us, he is gentle. To the lost, he's a judge. And he will carry out his judgment. Verse 19, for this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Now this is where it starts getting kind of hard to understand, maybe a little bit. For this is thankworthy. What's thankworthy? Going back to the verse before, you know, you be subject to your master, even those that are froward, those that are mean. Those that might hurt your feelings. Boy, don't we have enough of that today? I think everybody's feelings are hurt, except Brother Roger. Roger's feelings never get hurt. He's just happy as a clam. This is thankworthy. Yeah, if you are a good worker or a good follower of those that are froward, those that have been placed in position of authority over you, this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience sakes toward God endure grief. Now, we need to make sure in all this suffering or whatever, you know, as free people, you know, all this suffering we do, we need to understand and make sure that this glorifies God. Because that's what he told us to do. And the last two words of that verse is suffering wrongfully.
And there's a difference between suffering and suffering wrongfully. Now, who do we all know that suffered wrongfully for us? The Lord Jesus. He came down from heaven where he had perfect fellowship with the Father for eternity past. And he came in the form of a man and was tempted in every regard, just like we are. And he knew no sin. And we can't say that part, can we? And he was reviled. The Son of God was reviled and talked against and punished and even murdered wrongfully for our sins. And we are to be Christ-like. That's what Christian means. We are to be like Christ. Shouldn't we be willing to suffer wrongfully to bring honor and glory to God? Yep. And it's 11 o'clock. I didn't even get to where I was hoping to get. So anyway, we'll start with verse 20 next week, Lord willing, hopefully. Anyway, if you want to hear a loving message, just hang around in about 5 minutes. Our pastor is going to have a great message. I just know it.